Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners.
I need help.
You do.
I'm pleading. We're keeping the Facebook poll open one more week. And it's facebook.com/gunforhireradio. We're taking a poll if we should get rid of Sandy and replace him with a Chia Pet or Ainsley or Winston, my
dog. I voted for Winston.
Yeah. Or who is Sandy? And right now, the winner seems to be Keep Sandy, and it's killing me.
No, we can't have that.
Okay? Because I had a nice Chia Pet picked out.
I know. My favorite is Winston.
Winston. My dog, my pound rescue.
He's the best.
So if you are not voting yet, please go on to the Gun for Hire Radio Facebook page. We're going to keep it open until show 71 airs, and we'll talk about what the final results are. But right now, I'm very unhappy.
Very unhappy. We're both very unhappy.
So everybody,
I thought I had an out.
Because New Jersey, we don't have any crime. Everybody issues these warnings now, right? And Somerset County, the four towns, they're issuing burglary warnings. And you want to talk about big balls. This one house got broken into. They shattered the rear sliding doors, right? Dan G, we know what that's like, right?
Yep.
And they removed the safe weighing hundreds of pounds. Where was the alarm, ladies
exactly,
and gentlemen?
Right.
Want to give Dean a call from Prism Electronics and tell him maybe you should have an alarm system? But you know,
then they wouldn't have all day long to go through your stuff.
You talk about a false sense of security. The nincompoops here, you know, they think because they live in a nice neighborhood, nothing's going to happen. And listen, it doesn't work that way. Shit happens.
To those listeners outside of the state of New Jersey, Somerset County is probably the wealthiest county in America, I would say, right?
It's one of the top five for sure. You know, I belong to a private cigar club, the Metropolitan Society, and one of our members, Pete's house got robbed in Wayne. Like, that's a surprise, like a house got robbed in Wayne.
Right.
Here's the MO, ladies and gentlemen. No one's home, 10 o'clock in the morning. Kick in side door, run upstairs, master bedroom, grab jewelry, run out. Cops get there within 2 minutes. They can't catch or find anybody.
Wow.
Okay? Remember Joe Senti was talking about having instant on alarm system instead of a 45-second delay?
Right, correct.
And instead of having, you know, where they call the alarm company first, they just dispatch the police.
Right.
Well, Pete, this was his side door. It was no delay. It was instant on.
Wow.
So the police got the signal immediately, all right? And they still couldn't get there in time.
Well, the average response time is still like 14 minutes.
14 minutes. He was lucky. It was like a 2 minute and 20-second response.
They had to be just driving by.
Yeah, I mean, that happens sometimes. But they still didn't catch the guy.
Well, it's Wayne Township.
Yep. And they lost... They lost, all their jewelry and stuff like that. So basically that's how shit happens. And, on the other end of the spectrum, Sandy, this is what we talk about here. I'm going a little out of order with the show because I'm upset. But we got a town in New Jersey in Flemington. And the police department is trying to acquire AR-15-based rifles for their SWAT team. And the village people are against it.
Well, some of them are, right?
Okay.
I mean, some of their council people are against it. Why do you need gun? One of the council people's response was, we already bought you people shotguns. Now, why would you need rifles too?
You know, the townspeople are saying these cops are asking for new toys.
Yeah.
They put their life on the line. Listen, right. I'm critical of cops many a time, and I can take it as well as I can give it, but these cops got to deal with a bunch of shit, and their SWAT team wants AR-15s, and the city council, some of the city council, and a lot of the townsfolk, the village people, are saying they shouldn't have these assault rifles, okay?
Right.
One of the people said it only takes one bullet to take down a bad person.
Wouldn't you like to put this person, it was a woman too, it was a council person, wouldn't you like to take her and stick her in a Sims class and have everybody shoot at her and show us all how one bullet does it?
Correct. And then this other councilwoman was like, well, they carry shotguns. What do they need assault rifles for? Like, you have
far
no idea.
Away.
Do the police tell them how to govern
exactly.
the town?
Well, no, somebody should.
You know, I understand the chief has to go to the town and he has to get a funding approval and stuff, so it brings this up. But what the hell is going on? Listen, if the chief was asking for 80 guns for a 20-man staff, I can understand a situation or excessive or blowtorch or whatever the case may be. But this is their job. This is their life. This is their career. Yeah. This is the whole New Jersey closet
it's
gun owner.
Exactly
and
right.
Let Big Brother take care
That's
of you.
Right.
This is where we are. Our listeners outside of the state, this is where we are yep. in New Jersey. Here, okay?
When we don't even want our cops to have guns.
Correct. We don't want our cops to have guns. Can you imagine this, okay? This is what it's coming down to now. This is horrific, okay? And the ignorance of these people, yeah. and could
it's
you imagine
generational.
The police?
It's generational, yeah. Ant. This is what's happened. We've allowed our rights to be systematically stripped away from us to the point that we now behave in this fashion. We demonize the gun, even now with the cops.
Now, do you think these cops are even going to be motivated to protect the townspeople after being so dissected and questioned and yeah. taken apart? Like, let them do their job.
Right.
And listen, there should always be checks and balances, but who
They're
are
asking
you?
For it's like the fire department saying, we need hoses.
Yeah, well, what do you need a 60-foot hose for? Exactly. Because the longest house is only 20 feet from the curb. And
true.
Stupid shit like that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know, the police are trying to stay up with the training techniques and everything. And I'll be, you know, the bad guys got bad stuff out there. But
yep.
the cops were, again, halt. The councilman said not to shoot you. You know what
Wait,
I mean?
Wait, I have my, let me, like Barney and Andy, get Barney to take his bullet out of his pocket.
And you know what, Sandy? Us and the police department, you know that they're hoping they never have to use it.
Yeah.
It's not like they're buying the shit because
right.
they want to shoot somebody.
Well, you know, I mean.
Right? Yeah. They're buying it because they're hoping they never have to use
true.
It.
True.
And they have shotguns. Okay, so if there's like another, like when the guy went crazy in the food town or ShopRite shooting, a shotgun would be better than an AR, right?
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing. Which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it!
And remember, make sure it's a real, honest-to-God lipstick bodyguard, not some cheap Chinese knockoff that may not work when you need it.
I'm so disgusted with you.
Oh, right.
I was looking forward to a chia pet.
I know. It was good.
So this is the New Jersey mentality. Now, you know how Mac and Senti and everybody talk about how the revolving prison system that we have, catch and release, as you
yeah.
would say. Two shitbags are running along railroad tracks in Rochelle Park, New Jersey. sweating profusely. Cops questioned them. Their pockets are bulging with jewelry from four or five houses that they broke into. Okay? They have heroin and hypodermic needles on them. Okay? These kids are going nowhere fast. This is shitbaggerator fodder if I've ever heard of it. Okay? You want to talk about nipping it in the bud? 21 and 22 years old, they have a good 50 years left of crimes they're going to commit against us innocent citizens in the state of New Jersey. Off with the heads. All right?
Absolutely.
So here's the deal. You break into people's houses, you violate the sanctity of their home, you make them feel violated, you steal mementos, you steal grandma's brooch, you steal this, people that can they can never replace it so that you could get high.
Right.
You have drugs and hypodermic needles in your pocket. Guess what? They're both released an hour later, $10,000 bail.
$1,000 bucks.
$1,000 cash bond or a credit card. Now you tell me they're sitting in their room without their PlayStation, their parents have
yeah,
no. They're
exactly.
out effing Robin again.
That's right. There's
okay.
only one thing to deal with them.
Perfect. Feet first.
Feet
and put
first.
It on slow pulse.
You betcha.
So they're out there robbing again while all of us dumb bastards are going to work every morning and raising our kids and paying our taxes. Here you got two junkies that we know can't be rehabilitated. Again, here comes the hate mail, but intercept the drug supply and poison it. Okay? Intercept the drug supply and poison it. I'm
yeah,
sorry. Every
coming.
Tuesday, tell the garbage men to pick the bodies up on the street. Okay? I'm sorry, but that's what I believe. And you know what? I don't give a shit if anybody doesn't like it or not.
That goes right up there with the electric bleachers.
Electric bleachers. I really don't care what people say, but poison the drug supply. These two shitbags, 21 and 22 years old, they're going to have – eventually they're going to kill somebody.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or
right.
they're going to rape somebody or whatever the case may be, something's going to go bad. Okay? So now there's another end of the spectrum. Cops can't have guns. Shitbags get $1,000 bail. We have another one now, Patterson, which is right up there with the top five of violence and crime in the
well,
state of New Jersey.
Almost all 9/11 hijackers bought their airline tickets.
they bought and they resided in Patterson.
Do you remember they were dancing in the streets?
Oh, my God. So listen to what the Patterson Council. They wanted to have a measure to declare a state of emergency over gun violence. It got defeated. But I got to ask
you something.
The
gun is violent?
None of my guns have ever committed a violent act.
I think there must be something wrong with them.
Okay.
They're broken, probably.
So this is what these nincompoops and ignoramuses think that, again, that's like saying by curing drunk driving, by getting rid of automobile violence.
Right.
Okay.
Or the Kennedy family.
Yeah. Or the Kennedy. Yeah. Well, Ted Kennedy's car has killed more people than all of my guns put together. So they want to declare a state of emergency over gun violence. So we should declare a state of emergency over cars being drunk.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Same thing.
Right.
So here are these idiots. They want more state funding to stem the tide. Poison the drugs. Okay. All right. Seriously. All right, all you got to do is intercept it, put something good in there. I don't know. We used to say rat poison when we were a kid. I don't know what will work. But Christie needs to make an appearance in Patterson and have a town hall meeting. What
yeah,
is
why?
That going to do to fight crime? If the shitbags knew they were going to get shot if they tried to rob the old lady coming home from
right,
food town,
exactly.
maybe we wouldn't have the friggin' crime that we
right.
have.
But that'll only happen in Texas or Georgia
correct,
or a
correct.
Free state, even in Pennsylvania.
Because we're going to somehow legislate
yes.
crime away.
Right. We're going to
legislate
evil. How does
that work?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Perfect. Legislate evil.
Yeah.
And we're going to legislate stupidity. Okay? Let's talk about stupidity.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, speaking of stupidity.
Speaking of stupidity, we had a Lakewood police officer that shot himself in the foot.
Yeah.
Do you have any details on
oops.
This?
No, there were no details released, strangely enough.
He was standing in an intersection. I love this. The reporter says he was in a lot of pain. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. He shot himself in the foot or the ankle area, and he was being taken to Jersey Shore Hospital. I think he was sitting in his car.
Yeah.
And he
shot himself. What was he doing playing with his...
He was playing with the wrong pistol
he was.
When he was sitting
yes,
in the car.
He was.
He should have left the metallic pistol alone.
Right.
Yeah. And
Sad.
This is the things that really piss me off. And what happens
But this goes right to what the anti-gunners say, is that the police and military should only have guns. And speaking of the military, we have another little incident involving the military who are trained only to have guns.
Well, he tried to get rid of hiccups on a friend.
Yes.
And what he did was he learned as a kid to make someone stop hiccuping, you should scare them.
Uh-huh.
So he drew his gun out and put it in his buddy's face and said, ha ha, and the hiccups didn't stop. So he squeezed the trigger to further scare him. And he told the coroner that he thought there was a dummy round or a practice round in the gun.
Famous, I thought the gun was unloaded.
And he shot his friend in the face and killed him with a 9mm.
But did he cure the hiccups?
This was in Fort Hood, Texas. Yeah, he fixed no more hiccups.
No more hiccups.
No, his friend is not hiccuping anymore.
It works then. So he proved his point.
Yeah, and they say he handled the gun in an unsafe manner. You think?
You think?
And
that's part of the NRA, point the gun at your friend and squeeze the trigger, right?
Well,
the NRA three basic rules.
If you Google cure for hiccups, is number one, stick a gat in your friend's face. And then
number two, if it doesn't work, pull the trigger.
And see, he cured the hiccups. So, wow.
And you're poo-pooing the idea.
And you know what, though? A moron like this gives us all a bad name.
Yes, that's the problem.
All right, because they think we're all that dumb.
You betcha.
And we're not.
Here comes more hate mail.
I got nanny state news when we come back.
Oh, no, say it's not so. Mike Bloomberg's at it again.
Yep, he's wearing 6-inch pumps now when he walks. He's almost 5'1".
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Now, here's what you do. Take a big bucket of black paint, find a spot in front of your house about 10 feet high, about 20 feet wide, and paint in big letters U-G-L-Y, ugly. Now, why would you do that? It's stupid, but that's what some people have with their garage door. It's like a big, ugly billboard in front of their house. Now take a look at yours. If those 4 letters come to mind, then you have an ugly garage door. Solve it by calling Buy-Right Overhead Doors. Buy-Right Overhead Doors is in the business of installing beautiful custom garage doors and helping homeowners end their ugly garage door problems. Just by logging on to buyrightohd.com, you can upload a picture of your garage door so you can see what the right door can do for you. Buy-Right Overhead Doors, expert in all garage door problems, from fixing and installing new openers to even repairing the woodworking around your existing garage door. Buy-Right Overhead Doors. Remove that big black billboard that says ugly in front of your home. 877-711-6100 or visit buyrightohd.com.
So what's Uncle Mike up to now?
Well, first I want to talk about Eric Waldorf from WaldorfCairo.com.
Dr. Eric.
In Bridgewater, WALDORFCHIRO. He will give you a free thermal back scan. Mention Gun for Hire, New Jersey Second Amendment Society. Just go on in and check out the doctor. He's pro-2A, gun owner, family man, married, has a great business. He takes care of me, takes care of Charlie here. He's been adjusting us for a long time. Please show your support.
You do need an adjustment from time to time.
Well, he can't do mental adjustments. He does talk to me in a nice, you know, even tone.
Manner.
Yes, but it's not enough.
Well, he does that because you're armed.
So what's going on now is I think King Mike is going to increase the tolls from New Jersey and New York because people are driving across the border states to get big gulps.
Get big gulps.
Okay. They're making 7-Eleven's making the New York City edition, you know, like a 60-ouncer.
Dude, buy a 7-Eleven right over the bridge.
I love it. 60-ounce big gulps. I want one of those big gulps with wheels on it.
Yes.
So
cart size.
But know what's funny? If you're a 12-year-old girl in New York, you can get the morning after birth control pill without your parents' consent.
But no big gulp?
But you can't get a big gulp.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
If people do not think this is an encroachment by the progressives and the glitterati, wake up because King Mike just moved on to something
else. Yeah. Well,
guess what he moved on to?
Breast milk?
Nope.
He vending
wants to
machines.
Get rid of vending machines in hospitals.
Ooh,
in New York.
Great. That's a good idea.
Listen,
so no one can have anything at all to eat after 6 o'clock at night.
I've been in hospitals on death watch with family members, grandparents.
And if it wasn't for those vending machines.
And
baby.
I've gone to the vending machine and I've eaten peanut M&Ms at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Right,
so they didn't have a granola selection.
Right.
Now, I can understand offering some healthy choices in the vending machines because you cannot have a steady diet of Little Debbie snacks.
Yes, but banning Little Debbie snacks.
As soon as you go into the cold, the arteries harden right up.
Exactly.
From the, you know, coconut oil or whatever the hell is used.
Who cares, though?
But here we go. This little midget that's barely 5'1". So what's next, Sandy? So how do you New Yorkers like this?
He's 5'1", but at least 60 pounds overweight, okay? So here is a guy who is banning fat and salt and has been known to salt his own pizza.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm surprised he didn't ban salt shakers at restaurants.
He has banned. You have to ask for them.
Isn't that great?
They do not put salt shakers out on the table. You have to ask in New York. And he wonders why tourism is suffering in the city of New York.
And the crime has nothing to do with it.
And the crime has nothing at all.
So you people that embrace this nanny state by Bloomberg, now he's on vending machines. What's next?
And you know what the response to this was? What really gets me is, well, other cities are doing it, like Boston. It's catching on everywhere. This
is
the problem.
It's catching on.
What has happened to the American public? What has happened?
Pussies.
Yes.
Pussies that are rolled over.
We are giving up our freedoms daily.
Pussies that are rolled over. We're letting everybody roll on top of us. I'm not taking it.
No.
But I'm outnumbered.
Yeah, well, you know, we've been Obamatized.
My neighbors, I think it's a good idea because they don't really have healthy choices in the vending machine.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, okay.
Really?
So because you're going to see, God forbid, mom or grandma who's dying in the hospital, and you're thinking, I better stop at a store and get myself
get a head of lettuce,
a granola bar and a tomato, exactly, on the way out. You know, shit just happens.
Right.
And anyway.
It's just ridiculous. Yeah. Just the fact that this is America. We are supposed to be free, land of the free, home of the brave. It is neither.
I got a better one for you.
Oh, I don't know if you can get any better than that.
Yeah,
you're really pissing me off today.
Yeah.
You're just jamming up my ire.
I got a better one for you. Why is Mike even worrying about this shit? Why isn't he worrying about New York and crime?
Oh, you mean the fact that the drug cartels run his city and run the number one? Did you hear what the head of the DEA said last week, last Thursday? He said that they're treating Chicago as if it was a border town because the drug cartels literally run Chicago. Now, let me see. Chicago politicians, why is everything bad coming out of Chicago?
Because of our president and Rahm Emanuel.
Wow, yeah. Just no gun Rahm, but yet. It is, they're treating it as a border town.
Could you imagine that?
Unbelievable.
Because Chicago is a border town.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, in the middle of our country.
Right.
We used to be proud for countries like that, states like that, and we used to be proud of, you know, our citizens. But it looks like everything is being watered down. Our rights are being stripped summarily. Every day that we turn around, there's another infringement on our lives.
Well, because we've got to be politically correct.
You can't store stuff in a safe deposit box. The Patriot Act took that away.
Right. Exactly.
You know that, right?
We have been stripped of our rights. Thank you, George Bush, and thank you, Obama.
Yep.
For stripping us of our rights, but we are the idiots who sit back and roll over on this stuff. We are going the wrong way.
Watching Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
our listeners listen to that.
Exactly right. You know, we have to really do something. We have an opportunity this November. Look, I don't care what you think about this guy Romney, but we are going the wrong way.
Like Glenn Beck said, I'd rather vote for a shoe than Obama.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, the Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rutgers Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
Well, political correctness has hit the United States Marines. What is our buddy call political correctness?
Sharia law, Ron Sousa says. It's the Sharia law.
Yep.
Well, here's one that really pisses me off. A couple of our Marines were caught urinating on Taliban corpses, and they're going to be court-martialed.
How ridiculous.
Okay, I see a picture. You know, there's something about this midget thing. Leon Panetta. Right? Remember, what's he, about 4'4"?
Okay. What do you got against midgets?
I don't have anything against midgets, but he's really pissed me off. I'm sorry. They urinated on three dead Taliban and it led to a criminal investigation. The Marine investigation. Listen, during the fight, Ron Sousa said it too. Our troops can never acclimate to the soldiers in Afghan and Iraq because of the way they treat women and the way they treat animals, dogs and stuff. They torture them.
Yeah.
They torture puppies and everything. And these guys are in a frontline encampment, and they've seen it all.
Right.
And this is a way of relieving stress while they're relieving themselves.
This guy's been shooting at you, blowing up your buddies. You're dealing. This is war, Mr.
Wasn't
Panetta.
Our ambassador sodomized and carried around?
Yes, he was. But, oh, no, that was just a spontaneous thing. They're still bullshit video over this. And he's getting away with it in the press, Ann.
The Obama administration said they were not parading his body around. They were bringing him to the hospital.
Yeah, you could tell.
That effing stupid that I'm going to believe that shit.
The problem we have here is that the Muslim Brotherhood, who we sent $1 billion, by the way, too, has been overtaking art in the deepest parts of our government. They're in the CIA, they're in the DOD, they are infiltrating our Marine bases.
Correct.
And we're letting them do this.
Correct.
It's like saying to the communists during the Cold War, hey, come on over and read our most secret document.
Listen, they peed on the bodies. They said, have a good day, buddy. I had a shit on them.
Yeah.
All right? I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, these are soldiers. These are warriors. You're saying protect our lives, and now you're going to police how they do it? They have to be polite?
Think of what our troops have to see, what they're immersed in, and when they win something like that. You know, again, we can't say anything to hurt them. You know, so you saw that comic I posted in Gun for Hire Radio. Stop sending the Middle East money and let them hate us for free.
Yeah, exactly right. Why pay them to hate us?
Correct.
Yeah. This is not going to go away. And it's not because of a video. How many people out there? Are there still six thinking people in this world who think that that uprising has something to do with a stupid two-bit video that nobody watched?
We apologize for that video. We didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. I'm sorry.
To the liberty that belongs to you and me. We the people, you and I.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition, from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
And we're back.
Who wants to go with me to the UN and cut the knot off the cult python?
Ooh, can I go? Can I go?
You know, anybody from NJ2AS... NJ2AS.com, New Jersey Second Amendment Society, a Gun for Hire Radio sponsor and supporter fighting for our rights in New Jersey to the finish and the death.
Where membership is cheaper than a back waxing.
Yes, you cheap bastard. Skip your back waxing. Join the NJ2AS. Tell them Gun for Hire Radio sent you.
And they have been from all over the country.
Correct.
Thank you very much.
Remember in the words of Corey Vaughn, gun laws start in New Jersey on a federal level, like
you're
Lautenberg
right.
with the Lautenberg
Absolutely.
Law
yep.
for the domestic violence. And you know what? You guys in Arizona that are laughing, you're
going
to get hit
you.
With it.
Yeah.
So support us. What did Ben Franklin say? We hang together or we'll hang apart.
That's right.
Okay? So let's all hang together. New Jersey Second Amendment Society. Join, you cheap bastards. I said that out loud again.
Yes, inside thought.
Why?
I don't know why you do this.
Listen, I talked about going to cut the knot off of the gun.
Yes.
That freaking midget from Iran is here.
Yes,
Mujahid Ahmadine or whatever his name is. Did you hear what he said? The Muslims have been in the Middle East 7,000 years. Israel has only been renting that property for 60 or 70 years. They need to be annihilated.
So we should wipe them off the face of the earth.
Wipe them off the face of the earth. All right, let them build a nuclear reactor. Don't worry, Obama will apologize.
Yeah, exactly right.
Okay.
Well, he did apologize. He came out and apologized for this freaking video and threw... Let me tell you, threw the American populace under the bus.
Blamed
the people. I have no control over. Unfortunately, we have a First Amendment in this country. And unfortunate, but let me assure you folks here, the American government had nothing to do with that. You know, it was the serfs who had something to do with that.
Yeah.
Yes, we have a First Amendment here. Yes, it's a good thing. And yes, we can say any friggin' thing we want without being hanged.
When they rape or kill our ambassadors or burn our flags, do any of their leaders apologize to us?
No, but...
No, they wait for their check.
They don't hate the country that they govern either.
Did you know... when we send the $1.8 billion to Egypt, that goes to the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yes, to buy submarines.
Did you know when our check is late on the date of the negotiated delivery,
they charge us
interest? Request the interest that it would have made.
Come on, are
Sandy,
you serious?
I read it in New Republic, Sandy.
Are you serious?
Sandy, I read it in New Republic.
What the? What are we doing here?
We have to pay them interest when we're late on our gift so that they can burn us.
Unbelievable.
Okay?
Unbelievable.
Wake up, America.
I have lost my mind.
Ron Paul, where are you?
We got to get rid of this in the White House. I am sorry.
Oh, my
we
God.
Have to
now,
get
I'm not
going to
get the hate mail.
Oh, no. We have got to get rid of this guy. I have to go.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years, with four state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, two of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
Obama!
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know? He gave us a phone.
He gave you
he
a phone.
Do more.
How do he give you a phone?
You sign up. If you on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
Hey, I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks. Hey!
Freedom or free shit? The choice is yours in 37 days.
So you want to talk about political incorrectness. Remember last week we talked about Molly. She thought the poop bag story was great, but she couldn't bring it to school.
Hey, Molly.
Molly, thank you again. Listen to me. Sandra and Pete have three kids. They've lost two babysitters in their late teens, 18 and 19-year-old girls, because their parents heard that they were babysitting the kids while Pete and Sandy were going shooting. So because they own guns, the kids aren't allowed in the house to babysit anymore.
Oh,
talk
God,
about head and
all.
Ass disease, buried in your head in the
well,
sand.
Well, talking about the same thing we have with the Flemington issue, this is New Jersey. You're surprised at this? This is insanity.
And Sandy and Pete, they have three young kids. They keep all of their stuff locked up in safes. Their houses are safer probably than these two teenage babysitters'
Guaranteed
houses. Guaranteed. Whose asshole father probably has a gun in a closet or something else.
Under
like
his
that.
Mattress or
because
something.
Because everybody's got their head in their ass and they're worried about political correctness. Because
guns
they're into shooting,
evil.
You can't have a babysitter. Well, this is how we're perceived in New Jersey.
Guns are violent.
Oh, correct. They fire on themselves
by themselves.
Time. So this is what we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen, this whole stigma. And in New Jersey, just like our president, we're the first to forgive and apologize for everything.
Yes.
As soon as somebody puts a little pressure on us, we're apologizing.
We roll over. I'm very sorry. I'm just a hunter, and I need this for my sport. And please don't take my guns away. I don't want to be on a list. I don't want to get my name on a list.
Correct.
I don't want to stand up for my rights because my name will go on a list and somebody will take my guns away. Well, guess what, pal? They're coming to take your guns away, period, because you shut up.
I just burped like 16 times through your whole dissertation.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I know. I
I tried to get it down.
Thank you
but
for sharing.
Sandy,
that.
You know what? You might as well snip all the balls off the men in this country, because that's where we're headed.
Now.
The neutered nation. That's what we're going to be known as. Okay.
United Neutered States of America.
All right. I am tired of it. I am sick of it. I'm tired of us apologizing.
We're tired of us sending money and kissing people's asses.
Yeah. F them. This is the United States of America. Like it or leave it. Okay. Why are we sending money to these people that are constantly taking advantage of us?
And why are we voting for politicians as gun owners that constantly strip our rights away? I am tired of getting hate mail from you idiot Democrats out there who, look, I'm not a Republican.
I'm not either.
And I am tired of getting emails, brainless emails from you progressives out there who are gun owners who support this garbage, like Menendez, like Lautenberg, like Obama. He hasn't touched our guns yet. Obama said he wouldn't touch our guns.
Yet.
Hello? It's backdoor stuff. Have you ever heard of executive order? That's exactly what he's doing, folks.
He's done a fine job stripping our constitutional rights away.
Right. He doesn't even acknowledge Congress anymore. This is a guy for 4 years. Guess what? Your gas has doubled. Have you been to the gas pump lately? The dollar is crashing right now.
It went down a nickel the past 2 weeks, the liberal media has stated.
All right. They'll come out with a ban over that. And like last week when they released the jobless numbers are down, people just gave up and shot themselves in the friggin' head because they can't find work.
But the jobless claims
went down. Come on. Seriously? Wake up.
I like you when you're like this.
I'm sorry. I don't usually get like this.
No, I like it.
We're coming back. If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard Anthony and I talk a lot about the escalation in burglaries, robberies, home invasions that are going on in the Northeast, especially here in the tri-state area. There's nothing you can do to totally prevent bad guys from doing very bad things, but you can make yourself a tough target. At home, that means building layers of security, making your home look unappealing to criminals. You can do that by installing dusk-to-dawn lighting, using big dog toys and a big dog ball like Anthony always talks about, just inside your kitchen door, visible from the outside, reinforcing your entry doors, and planting sticker bushes beneath the ground floor windows. As for me in my house, we chose an added layer of protection surrounding our home and business, and since our zoning officer in the town frowns upon digging a moat, we chose a full protection alarm system from Prism Electronics. Dean, who owns Prism, is our personal alarm guy. He's who Anthony and I have chosen to protect our family and businesses. Now, if you're like us and you want that added layer of protection only an alarm or closed-circuit television system can bring you, be sure to call Dean at Prism Electronics. He'll come right to you, and he'll treat you right. PrismElectronics.com. I'm pointing to you.
Oh, I'm reading something on my phone right now.
You missed your cue.
So, listen to me. This segment is sponsored by MassageTherapy.com. DMO.MassageTherapy.com. David has been getting customers that are Gun for Hire Radio and NJ2AS supporters, baby. He says the customers have been very happy as clients. I guess he calls them clients. The massage place I go to, they call me customer. But David calls them clients. That's different.
Massage place you go to was raided last week, too.
So. I know. That's why I have to go to Dave now. It's a legitimate place. Dave has been taking care of my left shoulder because he's close by. And let me tell you something, dmo.massagetherapy.com. We have to keep it all in the family. Dave delivers. He's going to be at our NRA dinner. He's going to be doing chair massages.
He's bringing his chair.
He won't do table massages because he's afraid I might make a tent or something, he said, whatever that is. erect a tent or something,
please,
he said.
Stop that. No.
Okay,
no,
anyway.
Just stop. That just burned itself into the back of my brain.
I'll look like the effing Hindenburg laying down. oh, it is balloon. So please check out David Matusik and tell him you support Gun for Hire Radio. We need to keep our sponsors in the loop, as well as Dean and Vista Parking and the whole gamut.
The whole gang.
You know, Milcom, they're great people. They're all going to be at the dinner, by the way. That's another story. Here's a great one from Detective Mac. Now, did you know there was any Blockbuster stores left?
No, I didn't know. I thought Netflix buried them all.
Blockbuster store in Essex County was robbed, armed robbery. Mac is watching a surveillance video, and he interviewed the clerk. Listen to this. A male comes in and robs the store, takes the money from the register and the clerk. He sees that there's a safe, and it's a time delay safe. For you people that don't know it, a retail business, they have a safe. When you hit the combo, you got to wait 20 minutes for it to open. So if you're robbing a place, you don't have 20 minutes, right? So it's a delayed safe. So he, at gunpoint, he takes the female clerk and he locks her in a back room. And he runs the store until the safe opens. The video camera's watching it. There's shit laying all over the place because he rifled through everything, threw stuff on the floor, jumped over the counter. All the displays are knocked over. He's wearing mirrored sunglasses, a dark hoodie, a dark jacket, okay, with a gun bulging in his waistband.
And he's waiting.
Customers are walking in and out while the poor girl is locked in the back room. Nobody notices anything effing wrong. Okay, now
you can't make
no.
shit.
Now,
like
our
this,
listeners, now luckily the safe opened, he took the cash and he exited at that, leaving customers in the store. Okay, they must have saw him grab the loot, jump over the counter, and
go.
Walk out. Yeah,
and
so
book out the door.
You know, most of our listeners That's have great. Situational awareness and they go through life in condition yellow, but how many of your family members? Think about it right now. How many of your family members would walk in there and let the criminal take care of them and walk out? Seriously. Imagine, sorry, ma'am, the register's broke. Do you have exact change?
Was he running credit cards, too?
They're lucky. People that walked in, lucky they weren't robbed.
Oh, sure.
They were lucky that he didn't hold them at gunpoint or rape that girl in the back or anything
That's
else
That's how
like
stupid
that.
This guy is.
I mean,
seriously.
But people were walking in and walking around. Imagine he didn't even know prices and shit. He's just winging it as he goes along. But you
That listen, one's free. That's on a house.
I don't know about you guys, but before I walk, go into a 7-Eleven or something, I park, I look inside.
Yeah.
I'm in my car, I'm scoping a joint. If I see two shifty guys in a car parked outside and I see a shifty looking guy walking around outside or walking in, I'll wait until after it's robbed because then I can get my coffee for free.
Right. Or you while know? The commotion is
Correct.
Going on.
Correct. While there's shooting going on or the police are there taking a report, I can make a big cup and walk right over a body.
Pretty much.
You
yeah.
know, which is fine with me. But you have to be aware of your surroundings. You walk into a place, if there's shit laying all over the place and a sweaty guy with mirrored sunglasses on.
And a gun sticking out of his waistband.
You know, and a gun sticking out of his waistband takes care of you. Now,
something might be wrong.
Now, in that situation, the first thing I would do is put my head down, not make eye contact with him, complete the transaction, and get the F out.
Yeah.
You don't want to alert him that you know he's the bad guy, but you think somebody would have went outside. That didn't look right. Maybe I should call the cops. No one gives a shit. You're all on your own today.
Even called the cops?
No, everybody's on their own today. Most people don't realize that we are on our own.
We have always been on our own. We have just been convinced that if we pick up the phone and dial 911, it's all going to be better.
Yes.
That's not the way it is.
See, I've never had to worry that much because fat people are hard to kidnap. You know what I mean? So I... What?
I guess it's a good point.
It is. Fat people are hard to kidnap. Seriously. And, you know, I'm not really worried about, you know, kidnapping. But look at the mindset. Look at the head and ass disease. Mac can't show me the surveillance videos because it's still, you know, still go to trial or anything. The guy will get, you know, $200 bail. But imagine the people walking in text messaging and shit with their head down and just throwing the money on the counter and walking out. You know?
We'll be right back. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Give me some freedom.
Are you still fighting crime the old-fashioned way? Now cut crime in half the time with a fast, easy money-saving solution. Introducing the Shitbaggerator, this year's all-new crime deterrence marvel from the makers of Gun for Hire Radio. The Shitbaggerator's compact design makes it quicker and easier to use than jail cells, parole boards, lethal injections, or those costly, outdated electric chairs. Cut jail overcrowding in a flash. That's right. Clear out entire cell blocks in a fraction of the time it takes to process an appeal. Just park your Shitbaggerator in the town square, open the lid, and drop the shit bag in. It's that simple. There's no wrong way to use it. Back and forth, side to side, round and round, ship bags go in and come out as a mound. Super sharp stainless steel blades that never need sharpening do all the work. Slice ship bags so thin they only have one side. Built strong to last, they slice through even the toughest ship bags. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, no problem. Just set it to high, and the ship baggerator's powerful patented motor will handle them three at a time. No muss, no fuss, no bogging down. Just pop the top, drop them in, and watch as the powerful counter-rotating blades pull any size ship bag through at 2 feet per second. Amazing. Cleanup is a breeze. Just rinse with a fire hose or run it through the car wash. There's even a pulse setting for serial offenders. Save up the worst and delight the crowds on the 4th of July. Who needs fireworks when you've got the ship baggerator? And it's portable, so you can take it anywhere. Why spend thousands on expensive housing, food, healthcare, and cable TV bills when you can get the speed, quality, and functionality of the ship baggerator for less? Order today, and you can get your very own ship baggerator just in time for Founders Day. But wait, there's more. For a limited time, we'll send you 4 additional sets of special stainless steel blades that never need sharpening. So now you can chop, slice, dice, and cube. The ship baggerator and 4 specialty blades, all for the same low, low price. Unbelievable. So don't wait. Call and get yours today.
The Ship Baggerator is available only at Gun for Hire Radio. Operators are standing by.
The late, great Lenny Post. We miss you, buddy.
That Ship Baggerator is music to my ears.
Yes.
Put it on slow pulse and feed them in feet first. You know, we teach in our situational awareness and refuse to be a victim and be prepared in all our pistol classes and everything that your mind is more important than any tool or weapon. Mind is first, then you have layers of protection, then the gun. And obviously people walking into that Blockbuster don't have a gun, but some layers of protection, tactical pen, a knife or two. Right. I always have like 4 or 5 knives on me, so can never have enough.
But, and tactical pens.
My pen is always on me. I always have one or two. So I'm telling you that your mind is your first tool. And when those people walked into that block, I can only imagine that girl, how traumatized in the back room.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know, she doesn't know what the hell's going on. Well, she can't make a noise.
I mean, it's amazing that he, like you say, that he didn't go any further than that.
And that's a real problem. And people don't realize that we have to go through life in condition yellow. And, you know, which is levels of awareness. Level of awareness, level white would be unaware or head and ass disease.
And this is like Colonel Cooper came up with this?
Colonel Cooper came up with the level of awareness, and white is head and ass disease. Yellow would be a heightened state of awareness. The antis call us paranoid because we're in condition yellow. I say we're just in a heightened state of awareness.
Sure, yeah.
Then the next level would be orange, which, you know, like maybe you're in a bad neighborhood or on the subway, you should be in condition
orange. You're even more attuned to what's going on.
And then when the lady next to you is getting robbed and the robber's looking at you, that would be red.
Yeah. And something's really wrong.
When the muzzle goes into your face, then you're in black. That's when all the shit hits the fan.
So it goes from white to black.
White to black. So if you're home with your doors locked, alarm on, watching TV with your significant other, you could slip into condition white. If you hear a noise outside, you should go into yellow. If someone rings the doorbell at 3 o'clock in the morning, orange.
Mm.
Okay? And then if it's not who you're expecting at the front door, it's probably going to go red or black. So we just say that, and you can't stay in condition yellow forever. You need downtime.
Yeah,
you need to relax a little
bit.
You know, kids can stay in condition white all day because their parents are there to protect them. But if you're in condition yellow, there's a good chance stuff won't happen to you. People that go through life in a heightened state of awareness, they don't like crowds. They don't like malls.
Yeah,
they don't
us.
Like
we
big
don't,
public
don't,
places.
Yeah.
They don't like going to bars.
Right, right.
You know, they're always watching their surroundings, and they're always careful of what they're doing.
Even on the weekends, too. You know, we talk about this all the time, just walking around with spouses. I don't have kids, but just walking around with my spouse, it's like I say to her all the time, you're like a full-time job.
It is a full-time. She's a full-time job.
Yeah. She's,
like, I mean, like kids are a full-time
job.
Because
she's always, she's just very trusting of everybody, and I constantly have to figure out where she is, what's going on around. It's really stressful.
Yeah, it's hard. That's why condition yellow, guys and girls, if you're the type when you go to the diner or the restaurant that wants to seat with your back to the wall facing the door, you're a condition yellow person.
Yeah.
The person that'll sit with their back to the door, that's the condition white person.
Yeah, right.
So
take the first table,
analogy.
Anything that's coming along.
I'll look for the parking spot under the light when I park. When I pull into my driveway at night, I shut my car off with the window open halfway, and I shut the car off and I just listen and look for about 30 seconds before I get out of my car.
Nice.
I'm known, if somebody's hiding in the hedges or something, it's hard for them to hold still for a long time. They'll start getting a little antsy if something's going on. I just want to be aware of my surroundings all the time.
Yeah, they're not expecting that, right?
Correct. When I approach my front door, I approach from a different angle. I don't hug close to the hedges. Because somebody could be behind the hedges.
You don't have a lot of hedges in front of your house.
No, they're
anyway.
Short. Yeah. They're short, and they're all defensive shrubs. But but somebody could be hiding, laying down low, you know. And it's just things that you have to look at and you have to think about. And when I approach my front door, in my left pocket, I always have my Phoenix flashlight with a little rubber tail cap on it. It's always in my hand because I needed to put the key in the lock on the front door anyway. Yeah. And, you know, my Phoenix has the three levels, so I put it on the lowest level. But if somebody jumped out, I could hit them with the light.
Right.
And, you know, you hit somebody with 130, 150 lumens. We've talked about this before. Right.
They're completely dazed.
Correct. You know, levels of awareness, if you have to start learning to trust your gut instinct. I'm a firm believer in sixth sense. And we've all had a feeling something wasn't right, and then we'll break that feeling and pursue and then realize we should have listened to our feelings. It holds true. If it doesn't feel right, it probably ain't right, so to speak. You know, throw a little slang in there.
But how many people try to justify that, too? You know, you get that gut feeling.
You say it all the time, normalcy bias. Yeah. So, you know, they'll try to justify it. You cannot justify it. You have to stop and review. Better safe than sorry.
Absolutely.
Why walk right into the belly of the beast? You do not need to do that.
And so many people do because they're justifying what's going wrong. They're justifying the feeling in their gut. They're trying to justify, no, that probably is a good person.
Correct.
Yeah.
But you have to trust and you should always be prepared. Oh, we're done today.
Well, we're getting there. What's going on with Gun for Hire Academy?
Hold on, I'm watering my chia pet.
Nice.
Good.
He's
your replacement
ready to fill
for
in
next
yet?
Week.
That's
next
good.
Week.
Dude, I get it.
So, Chia Pet, how's things? Chia Pet said good.
Chia Pet said
On Sunday, October 13th, I got Kali Knife in Belleville.
Ooh,
learn how
great
to slice
course.
Them and dice them and flambe them. On Sunday, the 13th, I have Urban Shotgun in Cedar Grove. Learn how to use that scatter gun effectively in a home environment.
Nice.
I got a low light pistol, too, in Cedar Grove on the 14th. Then we're heading down south to the South Jersey Shooting Club in Winslow. Gun
Great
for
place.
Hire South. We will be there October 27th and 28th. Urban Pistol 3, Urban Carbine 3, and Low Light Pistol 1. On Monday, the 22nd of October, become a range safety officer. On October 28th, we have the Zombie Apocalypse Charity Match that is raising money for Wounded Warrior.
Great.
All the proceeds. If you haven't bought your tickets yet for the Rosewood in Edison, Saturday night, October 13th, $60 a ticket, guys and girls. It is the event of the century.
Every
year. Time we have one,
best
we're going to have 550 people. We're going to give away about 30 guns. Come out and support the Friends of the NRA, please.
We'll be broadcasting from there, too.
Yes, we're going to be interviewing all our sponsors and pulling some guests out of the audience, too.
Nice.
Yes. And if you want to become an NRA instructor or certified range safety officer, contact us. Our Utah and Florida non-resident CCW, we do all over the state. We deliver. If you're Gun for Hire alumni, you can retake any course for half price. If you want to learn how to build your own AR, we have the Gun for Hire Build-A-Bear program. Anytime, anywhere, build your own AR with Jimmy the Gun Guy. On behalf of me and the Chia Pet, I hand it over to Sandy.
Well, one thing I want to bring up, too, is you see a lot of that nonsense coming on with these Groupon coupons and all this other stuff. Learn how to shoot from some guy who lays carpet during the week.
Yeah, there's a ton of those.
Got to be careful, folks.
Mm.
Learn from somebody the right way before you'll have to unlearn what you just learned.
Well, you did it again. You wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi, soon to be replaced by a chia pet or a dog. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Colandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we really do thank you for listening. Have a great week and be safe. My home is